coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman in Songs of Hope.
Thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Over the next few weeks, we'll be reading from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. Let me first give you a picture from the time of Psalms. The shepherd's weathered hand gently worked the strings of the harp. He created a sequence of harmonious tones that ascended and descended the rolling Judean hills. Poetry flowed from his lips like a meadow spring, recounting the day's experiences and offering heavenward thanks. The shepherd boy David learned to play and sing in just such a setting while watching his father's flocks of sheep or goats. The Lord made David a warrior poet and a prophet who united the tribes of Israel as a harmonious kingdom. His collection of songs, accompanied by the harp, is the basis of the Psalter, one of the most beloved books of the Holy Bible. Today I'd like to read the 29th chapter of Psalms. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare, and in his temple all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. This was not a timid voice hoping to get attention. Far from it. This is a mighty, commanding, thundering voice of authority. This is a voice that commands not just awe and attention, but glory and praise. I remember and can still recall the voice of my father when I was a little girl growing up in Iowa with my mom and two sisters. My dad had that wonderful resonant voice of a choir tenor, and whether he was telling us a story, teaching me how to learn to play golf, bandaging my hurt ankle, or singing beside me in church, his voice was both strong and soothing, and it made me feel safe, secure, and content. And then on those odd occasions I'm afraid I had, when my manners and discipline all but evaporated and my rebellious streak took over, causing all kinds of trouble with my sisters, I can also recall rather vividly the firm, forceful voice of my dad telling me to settle down this minute. I wouldn't say he hollered or screamed because that just didn't seem to be in his nature, and I don't think he ever needed to. His words were enough to get us to shape up. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, fear of the Lord? Well, I can't say my dad is quite at that level, but make no mistake, I was ready to obey. I'm sure you know people in your own life who command the same kind of attention and respect. But we see here that God's voice is even more powerful. Lebanon was famous for its tall, strong cedar trees. Canaanite worship honored such trees. Yet, with just a word, the Lord breaks those trees. At the beginning of the Bible, from the book of Genesis in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, we read, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." So, you see, that God's word was powerful enough to bring forth creation. The Bible also records that God's word is demanding, able to cast out demons with just one word. As recounted in Matthew chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus says to the demons who are possessing two men, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs. And again, in Job 26, verse 12, Job is declaring God's majesty, and he writes, By his power, he stilled the sea. Yes, the voice of the Lord is most certainly powerful and full of majesty, to bring forth the majesty of creation in the heavens and in all the earth, and also in our baptism, when God's word together with water and in his name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, creates in us saving faith and new life. Yes, his word is truly extraordinary. In the world today, there are lots of words spoken. Cajoling words to get the children out of bed in the morning. Kind words of greeting at school or work. Informative words of the latest news and weather reports on the TV. In fact, various studies report that the average person speaks thousands of words every day, anywhere from 7,000 to 27,000. And yet, how powerful are our words? What do we really accomplish with the words we speak? Well, the kids do eventually get up and out the door, and that's pretty good, and we're happy. And we are usually rewarded with a reciprocal greeting from our friends. We might even be able to persuade someone to buy something or complete a task for us. But let's face it, we'll never be able to make the sun shine, make the days go faster, or to make the rain stop simply by speaking the words. No, that majesty and power belongs only to our Lord God. However, we can make an effort to use our words more wisely, and their impact make that more godly. We can offer helpful, encouraging words to our neighbor or coworker who might be having a rough day. We can patiently choose loving, kind words with our family member with whom we are exasperated. We could also choose clever words of redirection when our coffee group descends into hurtful gossip. With all thanks to God, some of the most powerful words we can use are the words, "I'm sorry," and "I forgive you." So when you consider the words you will use today or tomorrow or the next day, I encourage you to choose thoughtfully. Most importantly, let us remember to first offer words of praise to our Father in heaven for all that he is and all that he has done for us, for the beautiful creation he has blessed us with, the earth, the sky, rivers, seas, mountains, and the fields. Thank him for his enduring love and forgiveness. And thank him for his gracious work of our salvation by his word through faith and our baptism. So, as David's inspired words proclaim, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. And, as the hymn writer Edward Perronet penned, let every kindred, every tribe, on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. And then we, as God's people, with all of nature, will cry, "Glory." Let us pray. Dear Lord, powerful Creator and Savior, we thank you for your great glory in the heavens and on earth. Help us to live according to your will by our works and our words, and may we each day worship you in all splendor and holiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.